The Deputy Minister of Fisheries, Aquinas Kwanza, says the ministry will start prosecuting fishermen who use illegal methods of fishing. It will also no longer tolerate activities that are depleting the fish stock, especially in the sea. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Kwanza indicated that the ministry has undertaken several steps to check bad practices. These include amending the Fisheries Act and translating it into the local languages as well as it is.
The water is too large that you can't police the whole place at the same time. We created what we call the Fisheries Enforcement Unit, and they are made up of the Navy, the Air Force, Marine Police. We just inaugurated them a couple of months ago. We arrest them. We seize their equipment. We do all these things. But you see, it's the same fishermen who are doing this against themselves. We, as a ministry, we try to conscientize them. We try to talk to them. What we need is for the fishermen themselves to be truthful to themselves that this light is not helping them. This dynamite that they use is not helping them. They should realize it. We are going to really enforce the laws. So this is just a warning to those who are using lights, those who are using dynamite and other chemicals for fishing. And this time, prosecute them and jail them for people to see how serious we are.
In this vein, how are you collaborating with these fishermen? I know some of them have associations. How often do you interact with them?
We meet them almost constantly. You see, they don't have one group, but we make sure we engage all of them. Look, we've even gone ahead to even translate the laws into Ghana, Adangbe, Ewe, Fanti, and Nzima, so that it will be easier for them to understand what the law says. They even requested for the translation, and we've done everything. They know, Master, if you go to a landing beach right now, and you ask the people that who uses a light to fish, they know, but nobody will tell you. They will just walk away. They are not helping us. The best thing is for them to help us identify those who are doing that.
Mr. Kwanza said the ministry intends to launch an insurance scheme for their fisher folk to cater for their needs and during retirement. He also mentioned other interventions for this year and beyond.
We're trying to, one, organize what we call the FLACE, that is the Fisherman Life Insurance Scheme for them, for the crew on the canoe, because if there is any accident, nobody takes care of them. That is one major thing that we want to do. And secondly, we want to introduce a monitoring system for the canoes themselves. So tomorrow, if a canoe is in distress, by a press of a button, the monitoring unit will know that there is a canoe here that is having a problem. We can easily call the Navy or call the Marine Police to go and rescue them. By end of next month, we should finish registering all the canoes so that we know the exact number of canoes that we're looking at. We are asking the fishermen to allow their canoes to be registered. Definitely our normal interventions like fishing input, outboard motors, the other inputs for them to subsidize, for them to at least help them in their business. I will be looking at aquaculture more this year.
Deputy Minister of Fisheries, Aquinas Kwanza.